Hello everyone, welcome to today's episode of your Data HQ. We have Lian from Sylph AI here with us today. Sylph AI is a new gen flexible work platform for AI professionals. I'll let Lian introduce herself, tell you more about Sylph AI and also her role at Sylph AI. So Lian, thank you for being here with us today.
Hi, Sanja. Thank you for inviting me. And it's very exciting. So this is basically my first podcast. My name is Li Ying. Currently, I'm the founder and CEO of Sylph AI, and we are a Silicon Valley-based startup. And before Sylph AI, I worked as a research scientist at Meta AI for 2.5 years. And before that, I was a PhD and a PhD dropout. So that's kind of my background. I came to USA 7 years ago from China.
Awesome. So tell us about your journey with data and AI.
I think my journey is a little bit unconventional. And so my undergraduate, I was in engineering, right? But it's in telecommunication. Not exactly computer science or AI. And it was only until I was at my first job, I was a software engineer doing C++ coding. And that's when I start to know AI from Andrew Ng's class. So Andrew Ng is definitely my mentor at AI. So I got really fascinated by what it can do with the machine learning. It's so different from traditional algorithms. And then I decided to come to USA and to pursue PhD in this path. So basically 3 years doing PhD in AI and computer vision, and three internships in the Bay Area, like NVIDIA, a Chinese company called JD.com, and Facebook. And then eventually I decide, okay, I don't want to do research in academic anymore, right? So I want to join a company and still do research. So I end up joining Facebook full time and quit my PhD. So I end up working at Meta AI with the smartest people doing research while still getting paid. So I'm pretty happy about that. So
Awesome.
that's basically my journey at AI.
Very interesting because I had a similar journey with thinking I want to do research in academia and then realizing, you know what, the industry research is much more grounded and actually going somewhere. So I can understand, you know, that where your path change came from. That's very interesting. And don't we all
Yeah,
know
exactly.
engineering?
The
So.
industry research, I think the industry is a little bit different, right? Like the school, people would tell you the data is like all clean, all what you're doing is like keep building the models, but the real AI is actually not about models. So.
Yeah, that is true. So, what is your take on, you know, remote and flexible work for now and in the future?
Yeah, so I have been thinking about this thing for almost a year, ever since I started the company's Sylph AI, right? I have to see. I think Sylph AI eventually we start to gradually realize what is flexible work. Flexible work is not just about remote work. Remote work is like you have this flexibility in terms of the location, right? But we think flexible work can be defined in three dimensions. For example, location, schedule, and what kind of project you can work on. So consider flexible, like remote work is actually just a subset of the flexible work. And right now there are like platforms for remote work, right? But I would say this platform, they really like the job market they have, like they failed to capture like the top 1% or top 0.1% of talent. It's not designed for them. Right. And moreover, is like right now we would always know like 50% of the people who is doing freelancing, but somewhat if you look at this platform, there's only like 5% of them are captured. So there's still a huge, huge gap to like the real future of the what kind of flexible work platform to be, right? There's a huge gap for us to fill in. So that's why I'm like really excited about what we're building at Self AI.
Yeah, and I think I see that pattern emerging from people I've interacted with as well, because you said the top one or the top 0.1%, they're in the top because of how rapidly they're exposed to a variety of projects and getting to learn from all of them. So from the professional's point of view, they want exposure to like varying projects. And from the industry point of view, or from the employer point of view, they also don't want to be limited to only what their permanent employees can offer. Rather, they want somebody on as consultants or something like that, right? To quickly adapt and
Totally.
yeah. So do you think that's a model that Self AI is working around?
Yeah, so what we are building at Self AI, I have to say, it's kind of way different from the existing solution, right? We're thinking about this problem from like a way holistic kind of approach. So we think the existing platform, like they failed to recognize the importance of collections. We know everybody needs this flexible need, right? But food provides you flexible need if they can't have a very stable job. So what Self AI is not just optimizing flexibility and abandon the stability that came from a traditional full-time position, but we're optimizing both. What if there's a place it's flexible, but also you still have this career path? You have a full career potential. You could find teammates, you could be a team leader, right? You could just, or someone join a team and learn something, or you could be experts doing consulting, or you could go all the way to leaders in the space. Imagine this is a flexible platform, but doesn't mean you're alone, and it doesn't mean you don't grow in your career, right? It's the opposite. We help you to grow in your career, but also we want to help you take care of a lot of other things. For example, tax, right? Traditionally, if you work as a freelancer, you have to handle that. Health insurance, because you work alone, you can't get a health insurance as good as you work at a big tech company. So these are things as a platform, if we could get gather so many people there and we've to solve this for them.
Got it. So you put in a lot of thought, I think, from like what kind of career path, flexibility, and such that a top professional would need, and build Self AI around it. So can you drill down on like what concepts from your journey as a software developer and an AI researcher have you applied here?
Oh yeah, so it's very interesting. Basically, I think if I have to think about what I really applied, I think research, the way researcher think, right? It is actually can be very helpful to solve a problem, like in a way, like you just don't know solution, you don't know where to look, and I think it came pretty natural, like in one thing. And but there's also additional challenge we have to figure out doing a startup. It's like there's definitely more pieces than just like research. I think it's you're trying to be very comprehensive and know existing solution. It's the same thing, right? You do startup, you have to know the existing solution. It's a problem-solving skill. But startup is like even more broad. Like there's so many things that you don't know. How do you still make decision? Right, so I think this is like one thing I applied from the research, but also I have to know there's something different, and I have to come up with additional skill set, like to do that. And another thing that is very interesting is when I was doing research, I was focused on a field called continuous learning. So continuous learning is like where you want your model to like to be adaptable to new knowledge or new concept, right? And when you are building a product, I think, how could you make your product to grow by itself? Imagine self AI is about eventually we want to grow a lot of users. That's where all the benefits come, right? All the matching, all the magic happen. And the concept of how to make the product to reach out to new people by itself, to grow the user base by itself. And that's something we are going to build in our product, like self-growing product.
Got it. So that's a very good point that you brought up about, continuous learning and sustained innovation. And that's from the point of view of, like, let's say a machine learning model and then like a company. But let's talk about the industry as a whole. Do you think having flexible teams facilitated by something like Sylph AI is the key to sustained innovation in the industry as a whole?
I think for sure. So right now, nobody would tell you what is the infrastructure for flexible work, right? So imagine company, they would have 50% of their workforce full time, and they have this full time workplace boarding or whatever software to support that. But okay, they might have 50% of this workforce is flexible workers. And contractors or consulting companies, they are very expensive and it's not the ideal flexible work solution. So the ideal flexible work solution doesn't exist right now. And how do you build a platform? How do you build the infrastructure? There's a lot of pieces there missing. So Sylph AI, like for us, right? So we've definitely just like very focused on the infrastructure, and it's a big market. And I think it's gonna be very important. And in terms of like AI, right? I think AI is becoming more and more niche, like multidisciplined and more and more specific. So in terms of the AI, like what is the meaning? Why we need flexible work? Right, a single person can't solve a problem end to end, and sometimes even a team or even a whole company can't solve this problem, right? So they need extra scale, and then how do you get this extra scale very quickly so that you could increase your AI project success rate? I think flexible work is gonna definitely be the key, and the traditional consulting or contracting agency is not the solution.
Got it. So looks like you may have identified, some of the current problems, at least within the data and AI industry, that we as a community need to come up with solutions to. Can you state some of them?
Yeah, you mean like the problems in machine learning space? That is very important. So I would say just I would say right now, I really care about when it goes down to build a company, right? I really want a company that could help people to be more, to be happier. I think that's all what it is about, right? Can you make people happier? And to make people happier, then what is important for them? Work and life. It's like almost half and half. And for this half, 50% of the work, flexible work is like we can make people happier if they could provide them personalized flexibility. Whatever they want, they can customize this kind of flexible or stability, right? But it won't be possible if we can't automate the hiring process, if we can't do this thing really quickly. If people are hired into the wrong position, right? So this would make people so unhappy. And the traditional interviewing process is very time consuming and ineffective. And I would say automating, how could we, it's something we care about, but it's really about everybody's happiness. It's like, how could we automating the hiring process, people spend less time and be more effective to find the job that they're actually passionate about. and give them more a platform that they can try it out. Instead of I join a company, work for 1 year, what if I can try one position for 1 week, try another position for another week, and both the company and you would feel if it's a fit or not, right? That's actually how we are hiring our full-time people. And sometimes all the people would go through this process, just work 1 week or 2 weeks with us and to see how we are working together. So I would say automating the interviewing process and give people the possibility of try out. It's almost like a marriage, right? You don't have this any dating. You just meet with each other, you talk at the interview, and then you just join this, you're just like getting married.
And I think that sort of a hiring and onboarding or just, engagement process would be like very satisfactory, meaning job satisfaction for a lot of employees.
Yeah.
So finally, do you want to announce like any hiring or any, latest news from Self AI?
So yeah, from Self AI, we are building both a platform and a community where people can come together and talk about how could I break into the flexible work, right? Flexible work is actually really luxury. It's a luxury for people. Not everybody can have it right now, and they just don't know how to get in. And another thing is how to build a machine learning platform. And Self AI, we actually gather the best people in the field, and we sit together and say, as a startup, what is your ideal journey to build out the internal machine learning platform? And we would open source whatever we are building. And what is the journey? At the beginning, you just want something really quick and working and ideal. And then eventually, you would step by step and build a machine learning platform with the best practice, right? So I have to say, we have like community launch very soon, probably next week. And we have this machine learning platform already working with the community, and we would give back to the community. And we have also have a new product coming out that could get people as our user very quickly. So I'm very excited about what's coming with Self AI, and we definitely draw interest of a great talent in the field.
Yeah, very excited to see where this goes as well. So keep us posted.
Yeah, sounds good.
Thank you, Lee, for this interview. It was very enjoyable, and thanks to the listeners too.
Thank you all.
Okay, bye.
Bye.